Last time I saw her, it was turning colder. But that was years ago.
It's Tuesday, November 8th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 12, the Word of God says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only is in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." Now, with Christ as the model, the Apostle Paul insists that the Philippians follow in the footsteps of Jesus by demonstrating the same faith and the same obedience in their everyday lives. See, the Philippians have obeyed in the past, all right? And they should continue to do so as they work out their salvation with fear and trembling. We cannot be content with past glories, but need to demonstrate our faith day by day as we nurture our relationship with God. When Paul says that we should walk with sober living or walk with fear and trembling or work out our salvation with fear and trembling, it is not as though Paul wants us to be anxious that we can never be good enough to merit God's favor. That's not what he's saying. Rather, it is God's love and his enabling grace that will see us through. It is God who works it in you. Now, we can rejoice in God's empowering presence even as we work hard at living responsible Christian lives. While verse 12 may seem to suggest that salvation is by works, it is clear that Paul rejects any such teaching. I mean, we can read any of Paul's letters and see that he's not saying that. When he says, "work out your salvation," he's simply saying, live it out. Live out your salvation. Live in such a way that it is obvious that you are saved, that Jesus is your Lord, that your hope is in him. So in other words, obey. Verse 13 says that these works are the result of God's work within his people, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. And when he says to will and to work, he's saying that even the desire to do what is good comes from God. And then when the desire is there, God works in the believer to generate actual choices of the good so that the desires result in actions. So this takes away all boasting because we can see that any good that we do is God at work in us. We can take no responsibility for any of the good that we do. It is glory to God. Charles Wesley wrote an old hymn, and it's called "And Can It Be?" And one of the stanzas says this: "Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke, the dungeon flamed with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose, went forth, and followed thee." Now, this is a beautiful picture of the gospel in one stanza. All right, you've got the picture of a lost soul in a dungeon. And he doesn't even know he's in a dungeon. And that's the same with us. Like, before we come to know Christ, we are slaves to sin and we don't even realize it. Then the light of the gospel of Jesus dying for sinners shines forth, and then the poor lost soul sees that he's in a prison. Suddenly, his chains fall off and his heart is free. And so as it says, "I rose, went forth, and followed thee." Now, when it says that followed thee, he's talking about I followed God. And that's what it means to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, simply following God. And that's not just the moment you leave the dungeon, but all the days of your life. How can we pull off a lifetime of following God? Well, it's God at work in us. He's the one who made the chains fall off. He's the one who gives your spiritual muscles strength to rise and to walk and to follow. It is God who is at work in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. So let us walk with integrity. Let us do the right thing, even when it's the hard thing. Let us love people and work for their good. Let our business dealings be honorable. Let us not complain and grumble. Let us hold fast to the Word of God. Let us be joyful always. Let us work out our salvation with fear and with trembling, for it is God at work in us, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. And in following hard after God, we will make much of Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Daily.
'Cause what she's doing now is tearing me apart, filling up my mind and emptying my heart. I can hear her call each time the cold wind blows, and I wonder if she knows what she's doing now.